So what is your name?
Mary Frankie Forte.
Mary Frankie Forte. Do you live in Oakland?
I live in Oakland.
How long?
All my life, except when I went away to college.
Where did you go away?
To Portland, Oregon for 4 years, and then Chico for 2 years.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What part of Oakland have you lived in?
East Oakland.
East Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts?
I was born one block from here, down 82nd Avenue, literally.
Great.
On 82nd and A Street.
All right. Uh-huh. One block from here.
One block from here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And who are you? How do you identify yourself? How do you see yourself?
How do I see myself?
Yes.
Well, wow, that's a hard... Well, a proud African-American woman that loves God,
mm-hmm,
and a good mother and grandmother.
Yeah,
those would describe me.
And do you work? Do you teach?
No. Okay, so I'm retired.
Okay.
And I take care of my two grandsons. One's 5. He's now in kindergarten. The other one's almost 2. Be 2 this month. And I do some community work here in East Oakland. I still live in East Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I owned a coffee house in downtown Oakland for 7 years. And before that, I worked for Chevron out in San Ramon for 30 years.
All right.
So, retired from Chevron, retired from the coffee house, and now full-time grandmother.
Full-time grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about your story, how you arrived to being the full-time grandmother that you are.
How did I arrive to that?
Well, not just being a grandmother, but...
Well, I could just tell my whole story.
Yeah, tell me my whole story. Yeah.
Okay, so as I said, I was born and raised in Oakland, East
right.
Oakland, 82nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents came here, and this is a picture of my parents. My mother and father came here right after the Depression. And this picture was taken in 1971, where you can see they were maid and butler to people that lived in Piedmont.
Okay.
And they would stay up there. They'd take the train up there, trolley car, whatever, and stay there 4 or 5 days a week, and then they'd come home. And they bought the home, actually, down there on 82nd and A Street. They had a down payment of
$200.
$200.
Wow, if only you're still.
Back in the 40s.
Right.
People pay that for shoes now, right?
Right.
Yeah. So they worked hard to buy this home. And at one time, I hope I haven't thrown it away. I actually had their little savings account where they made their monthly payments. I could see how much they were paying on the home each month. So then my mother, she became an insurance agent, and she was with Golden State Mutual.
Mm-hmm.
Which now is a defunct insurance company, but it was a black-owned insurance company, and she was an insurance agent here in Oakland, one of the first black women sales agent for them. And then my father got into construction,
okay. And
he laid concrete and stuff like that. And so... grew up there on 82nd, then we bought another home on 84th, just 2 more blocks over, 84th and Olive, when I was about 8 years old. So I remember this whole area and exactly what was on every corner. I can tell you from about 73rd to 98th, I can tell you where the banks were, where the Safeways were, where the Shell stations were on every corner, and it was fairly safe for even children to walk up and down. Ice cream shops. My dentist was at 83rd, a black dentist at 83rd here. And then we moved over there. I went to Highland Children's Center when I was about 2, and then I don't have any brothers or sisters, only child. And then I went to Webster, for elementary school. Then I went to Frick Middle School, and then I went to Oakland High. And just grew up here in East Oakland. Loved it. Went away to Reed College in Portland, Oregon for 4 years. Got a degree in math. And then came back to Oakland, stayed here maybe a little under a year. I worked at Merritt College for a while in their tutorial program, and then went on and got my master's at Chico in computer science. And then left there, came back to Oakland, got married. My husband and I bought a home, still in East Oakland, just off of 82nd and Golf Links. And then with
where I live,
there you, yeah, okay, and then went to work for Chevron for 30 years in their information technology department. Worked all over the Bay Area, started in San Francisco, worked in Concord, Walnut Creek. But the last 20 years, I was in San Ramon. Then I had two children. My son is 36, and my daughter's 34, and they grew up here in East Oakland too, and they went to school, they went away to college, but they're back here staying in the Bay, staying in East Oakland too, and let's see, I guess that, you know, retired after 30 years, I always wanted to have my own business, so I opened a coffee franchise for 7 years downtown Oakland.
What is the name of it?
It's a Grind Coffee House, yeah, and then left that and now became I started, my first grandchild was born while I still had that, but once I closed the business, then I'm doing that and then just doing other things in the community.
Nice. And how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
Impacted it, it's made my life. I love Oakland. I love everything about it. I like it. It's not too big of a city like San Francisco, New York, Boston, something like that. It's still like a kind of a small city feeling. And, you know, the people are, there's all kind of people here. And there's a lot to do. Weather's nice, you know. Going outside, I like to go outside, I like to walk, and, you know, like to go to sports, you know, whether it's the A's games or something like that. I can't afford the Warriors, but
yeah, they started winning.
Right, now they're winning, but I remember back in the 70s, my mother and I went to the A's game when they won the World Series. When, yeah, that was 71, 72, yeah. 73. So I remember that. Both of my parents have passed. My father passed in 74, 75, something like that. And then my mother passed in 89. And then my husband, he passed in 94. And so I've been a widow for 20 years.
What is one thing that you would change about the community?
One thing?
Just one thing. Or three if you have them, but the number one thing that you could, what would you change?
I think cleaning up the litter in streets and illegal dumping. The whole, the trash. Because even though safety is up there too, but I think that the... I, as a person, you know, I see that the city's responsibility, but the streets used to be so clean here. The streets were clean. There was no trash. People didn't throw their banana peels and their trash on the streets. When I grew up, there was a, it was back in the 60s, I guess, there was a big campaign. This was all over the U.S., don't be a litter bug. Mm-hmm. And there was billboards, there were songs, you heard it all the time, and so children wouldn't do that.
Right.
Nobody would do that. You wouldn't think to do that. And the streets just could be clean. And I think it would improve a whole lot of things, too. I think, you know, we need jobs, people need jobs, things need to be safe. But if, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. You know?
Yeah.
That's what some people say.
What does gentrification mean to you?
Gentrification means your neighborhoods being turned over, people not being able to continue to afford their homes, therefore they move out, and other people that can't afford it come in. When you have people that are seniors, your homes get old and they need a lot of remodeling, they need to be upkept, and if they can't afford that just because they become seniors or their other family members don't value their property, so they just want to give it to the next person that comes in with some dollars and move on out without retaining the culture and people not appreciating what Oakland's about. So gentrification is, and you see it. A lot of people think of it as just the white people coming in, but I've seen it with the same way with the Asians, the Hispanics. The Hispanics used to be really focused way more in Fruitvale area. Now they're just coming into East Oakland. You know, they're buying and being more frugal about things, and the African American people just don't seem to be holding on to their property or wanting to. And I know, it's costly to remodel. Families are being destroyed by violence. Seniors just don't want to live that way, around that type of environment. So gentrification is all of that.
And has it, specifically impacted your life? If so, how?
It hasn't specifically my life, no. I've been able to stay in my home. I'm in the same home for 37 years off of Gulf Links, and still own the property where I grew up here on 84th. My daughter, in fact, lives in one of the apartment units, so I'm for doing everything to hold on to my property and keep it in my family.
What do you hope for your future and the future of your community, your children, grandchildren?
That Oakland becomes a place that's safe for the children, where the schools become better, can educate our kids. You don't have to send your kids to private school to get a safe, adequate education. That there are jobs available for the people that want to work, and the illegal, the dumping, taking that, and the homeless, gotta take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is it that's kept you here this whole time?
It's just home. It's home. I thought it was, I'm from a small family. It was my mother and father and then me, and now my kids, and they're back here. And my next of kin are in L.A. I've never lived in L.A. I didn't like it when I was even visited. And I have relatives in Tennessee. I don't want to go to Tennessee, So is this home? This is where I love to be.
Great. So with that being said, to sum it up, what does Oakland mean to you?
Well, I don't know. Home, it means home. It's the dearest spot on earth is home.
Yes.
And that's what Oakland is for me. It's my dearest spot on earth for now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you hope or want for Oakland that you just want to add, that you feel towards the city?
So if you could, what would you change? I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe, if we had more money or something, but you can't throw money at all the problems either, because you got to change people's behaviors. And if anything, more money for education, though. I think if we could really get all the schools on the same level, and really teaching the kids, and the kids wanting to learn, not cut school or not stand on the corner or whatever they do. You know, I want kids wanting to learn and be a contributor. Contributor. I think, you know, if they knew more about Oakland, they might be more willing to to help it.
Right.
To help it be better. They just don't know. I don't. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to end it.
Okay.
That's the last question. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.